K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there. Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University here, coming to you on this Wednesday morning, a recording of the players' positional breakdown preview. That's not what I want to say that. Oh, man. August 19th, secondary preview. Here on this podcast, as I'm recording this on August 19th, Wednesday morning, 2026. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, evening, weekend, whenever this episode comes up here. As now I'm going to be recording a run, trying to finish up these players' positions heading into 2026. I was trying to look at the updated depth chart. Did not find that, and I got this, which is, this depth chart's weird, but we're just gonna go through it here, but we're just gonna focus on the secondary for now. Here in this episode, I've already talked about the defensive line, recorded the linebackers, secondary, it is gonna go in order. So as I'm sitting here talking to y'all right now, I don't know what's going to come out, but all I do know is the secondary led by Zazon Rich and company will be hosting Nichols to open up the 2026 season in a couple weeks. Yeah, so get right on into it here real quick before I head off to another work day. This secondary, this back in, they got, I probably say out of all the positions at this point, this secondary is loaded. And Jordan Patterson and Marcus Woodson, the co-defensive coordinators, and both of them are secondary coaches. Along, you throw in Jeremy Johnson as well. See where I'm going at? Jeremy Johnson, also a DB's coach. There's plenty of depth in that coaching. We're talking about secondary right now. But, yes, this secondary, it's going to be very fascinating. And listening to Coach Klein's press conference last week, and also listening to Jordan Peterson. Here we go again. Jordan Peterson talking about the combination. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what combinations. And again, I keep going back to the well on this. Which Nichols being quote unquote, even though yes, it's going to count as a regular season game, folks, but it feels like it's going to be a preseason game. But who is going to stand out? The combinations within the first three games of the season, this non-con, the setup, of course, the Big 12 opener, Cincinnati, which is going to be in September, right? So there's that. But you got even more pickups in the portal, right? Not only that, but you got an assist from getting guys back. Hold on, let me bring this up. At least we're going to go off of this. We're going to call this old school depth chart, right? But it's still the same thing, right? So you got Zazon Rich back, what I heard anyways. What's from the portal? He and, who was the other one? Donovan McIntosh. Yeah, Donovan McIntosh was in the portal as well before the hiring of Colin Klein, and Donovan McIntosh decided to, hey, let's come back again. So at least to this point of the season, at least to this point of the offseason leading up to Nichols, right? Donovan McIntosh, I'm sitting here right now, back up right now on the other side to transfer Caleb Patterson, right? And we talked about some of these guys in all the way back to the beginning of the year when we were doing these portal pickups. Caleb Patterson was one of them. Jason Brevard was another one. So Jason Brevard, you're loaded on the back end. Brevard was a starter for Virginia, and he played it. And again, we talked about this on that episode way back when. Again, you're gonna fumble way back. I don't know how the far the feed goes. We quarter so many episodes between football, women's volleyball, women's soccer, and all that. All things key to sports. Well, that is those sports I just talked about. Mental is basketball will be coming up later on. Cross country will be starting up here in next month as well. Volleyball begins their season in a couple weeks against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. All that as a senior corners podcast right now. So you want to make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. All right. So Jason Bavard, he's still on the second team right now. And as of right now, so here's what I'm going to just play games with y'all. This is what I'm looking at depth chart wise, the first team, right? Look at and listen to this. And we're just focusing on the secondary guys. Zon Rich, who I love right off the bat. Go back way back when, right? When he first stepped on the field, who was that? We're playing that bowl game. Goodness gracious. I don't know. Who was that? Was it NC State? I can't remember who we're playing, but I can't remember who we played, but Zon Rich made was very impressed. And if he's continuing to get better, he can lock down one side of the field. There's one side. The other side, I just mentioned him, Caleb Patterson. So there's that one. And then you have your nickel and your safeties. And this is the first time I'm saying his name. This nickel that's listed on the first team, Michael Graham Jr. Only we talked about him. This is the first time we brought him up here on the Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things KZ Sports. So that's interesting. We've done some of these guys, but we haven't done all of them. And that's speaking, you go back way to the portal, right? So Michael Graham Jr., he's from the portal. The safeties, Logan Bartley played a lot last year. He's got experience. And you pick up Adrian Maddox from the portal as well. So again, this is just kicks and giggles. I'm not saying this is going to be starting five. I'm not saying that. But Zon Rich, Caleb Patterson, by the way, Illinois. I only know that because we did an episode on him when he committed to K-State in the portal. And then again, Graham Jr., Adrian Maddox, and Logan Bartley. Now I'm getting tired of this name popping up on my watch now. So I get easily irritated. But anyways, that's neither here or there. But that is your five looking at. That's a solid five. Not knowing Michael Graham Jr. Now, if I have some time between now and the start of the season, I'm hoping potentially do some more of these profiles that comes to mind, right? So there's that. All right, so your second team, right? Features. Now, Josiah Vamell. That's a name that I did not hear. He's a backup. And again, I'm just going down the list right now. I'm not saying these are the starters. I don't have a say in that. Coach Peterson, Coach Wilson, Colin Klein, Coach Klein, they're responsible for that. Right? You go talk to them. But again, Joshua Vamell. And then on the other side, you have Donovan McIntosh. Again, McIntosh started a couple games last year there, I believe last year. And he provides depth in the corner. And then Jack Fabris, special teams guy, right? He made plays last year. Big plays, that I can remember. The one I can remember right now that I'm sitting here talking to y'all on this podcast is the Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things Kansas Sports Secondary Preview, Players Preview. Eddie Greer, host of this Kansas State podcast. Jack Fabris, all I can remember is when it comes to him, he made a play against Arizona. I believe it was Arizona last year, and I believe the year before. The year before he made a play interception against Tulane. So he's a knack for making big plays at the right moment for Kansas State. So he's listed on here as a backup in the nickel spot. And then I just mentioned Jason Bavard, who made a couple of big plays against Florida State when when he was with Virginia, right? Corey Beasley. This was another player that we did a profile on already in the offseason, going way back when to the winter, right? Corey Beasley. So that's your second team right there. So for Mel, I don't know much about sitting here as of right now. I don't know much about him. I do know about everybody else on this one. And then you don't even get to Wesley Fair until the next to the next page. And he spoke. He went down to the media days, right, with Avery Johnson, Joe Jackson, Rex Van Wy. Same damn thing, and head coach Klein, right? So what's the UFI, Wesley Fair, to the next page. Now, again, I'm not at practice, so I don't know what the hell is going on and all that, right? There's Coach Klein said it. There's still battles to be determined and all that, and combinations that this staff is trying to work with and see what's going to fit. Again, I'm not going to – I hate doing that. I hate doing this. I think it's going to be a regular season game, and I'm going to say / preseason, because – you're going to get a lot of guys out there, right? I think the real test, yes, I think we've all said this. The podcast said it, Tulane. But I'm going to do my research on Washington State, because we can't overlook them. We can't. So yes, it is very important for K-State to get off to, yes, I believe, if everybody's on the same page, right, a 3-0 start. That is huge. Again, I don't know what Washington State's bringing back as I'm sitting here right now. Again, we'll have all of that, Lord willing, when we get to Washington State week. And I need to do my roster analysis. I need the roster look of Washington State. And we know Tulane, as I brought up with Jack Fabris, has been a pain in the ass to K-State in the past several meetings there as well. So there's going to be something there. So Wesley Fair, you don't even see him until the third team. They're Jet Dineen and Garrett Dixon. Jet Dineen, I might have heard that name maybe a few times. I haven't heard him that much. And Garrett Dixon. He's the other player. That's the first time we called his name out on this show. So Dixon for Mel Graham Jr. We're going to do a little research on these guys over this season. That's what I got right now for the secondary. And again, there could be some more players that we don't know. That's going to be come up into the picture here for K-State in 2026. So that's all we got. But I do know K-State is... Wow. Wow, oh man, people, that's not how common sense. Anyways, I'm getting way off track now, but yeah, I really like the secondary. Honestly, there's a lot of talent there, and then you're getting the addition of Zazan Rich, who's been with this K-State program for a couple years now. He and Donovan McIntosh, and you can throw, you can also throw in, who was I going to say here? Wesley Fair. Yeah, Wesley Fair. He played a lot last year, too. I don't know why he's on the third page here in the list, but you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, man, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm going to be watching this, pay this close attention to this back end, to this 4-2-5 defense that we have seen under Joe Klineman. And I've said it on the linebacker show. I'm going to say it here again on the secondary show, because this is going to be a critical piece to this defense. So yeah, man, definitely looking forward to that as well. And again, the same combination has repeated itself again. you gotta love it. That goes back to what I was saying earlier. I get for right now, I get easily irritated, but anyways, that's why I need to mix things up, because yeah, whatever. But anyways, oh, but I better stop right now before I get myself in trouble. But yeah, that's the K-State secondary in 2026. And I don't know who's going to be a starting five. Secondary player is going to be out there. All I do know is we'll see this in full effect. This group can really make some plays. That's all I can know in a league where obviously it's still pass heavy, but you still got some talented running backs in this conference. Again, I was looking at Texas Tech, BYU, as I'm seeing records podcast on Wednesday, the 19th of August. I was looking at BYU, these three teams that K-State ain't playing in the regular season. All of them got their running backs back. So there's that. But again, hey, you need a solid back end. K-State's got it. K-State's got players on the backside that can make plays. It'll be up to this coaching staff again. Wait, we ain't playing no games yet. We haven't played no games yet. It's going to be up to these guys back here. We know the big playability of some of these guys, but the rest of them, we don't know until we see them in action in 21-6 starting September 5th against Nicholls, and of course. Oh, what a start to the Wednesday morning. Until we start seeing them in non-con, and eventually when we start hitting that Big 12 play against Cincinnati, which is on the road, I believe. So so there's that as well. I should know the schedule in the back of my hand. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily on Orange's Accord. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, as usual, daily podcast. I know we didn't, as I said, record this podcast on the secondary episode on Wednesday. Did not have an episode up Monday, but should. With all these pre-records coming up, we're going to be getting these out momentarily. Countdown to kickoff is on. Cannot wait to see these guys on the field at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. You want to be part of the action for the rest of the summer and into the fall? Yes, sir. We got y'all covered here. So make sure we're on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. We're pretty much almost everywhere on your favorite listening podcast platforms out there as well. So yeah, man, make sure you just, most important thing, make sure you do subscribe to this podcast, because hey, we need more than just talk about football and men's basketball. We go all the way around the world, around the campus, K-State, Manhattan, Kansas, and we cannot wait to see this coaching staff led by new head coach, the return of Colin Klein, Heisman finalist on the football field, Big 12 champion as a football player, back to Manhattan, Kansas, and look to rejuvenate back this K-State football program. And oh yeah, make sure you tell K-State about this podcast, and please, I know you have a minute or two. Okay, we have listeners on here. Make sure you please, the interest of other K-State fans, leave us a rating. That would be fantastic. Alex Ayn out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode of the Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. So, cats.